chance of scattered showers tonight, low 75. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 92.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Wow, it's already Tuesday afternoon again. And Dan the Insurance Man indeed is here live and local, and you can call him at 831-0600. That's our call-in number here at WBOB, 904-831-0600. And Dan, I believe since we talked a little bit a few minutes ago, you've got some interesting stuff to bring out today in the insurance world.
I do, AJ. I think, or at least I think I do. I hope I do.
Oh, I think you do every week.
Hello, Jacksonville. You're on the air with Dan the Insurance Man. I'm here for the next hour to talk to you about insurance, where I think it's going, what I think you're going to be seeing with it, and also to answer your insurance questions. So if you have a question, don't hesitate. Reach out. Give us a call. Regardless of what I am talking about, I will put it all aside to answer your specific insurance question. So, you know, and we're going to cover some topics. I ran across a couple of articles this weekend, that made me very sad, and the other one, again, it dealt with some insurance topics that I think are important to get out there and share. The one that I'm probably going to spend the most time on is about a 27-year-old man who apparently passed away. He lived in Virginia, and he passed away because he said he could not afford health insurance and was a type 2 diabetic and needed insulin injections. And because he could not afford the cost of the insulin prescription, was getting an over-the-counter synthetic insulin through a local pharmacy chain, and which did not do what it was supposed to do for him. So, and it led to a tragic result. We'll go into that in a little bit more detail. But anyway, we're gonna talk about some health insurance, the fact that health insurance can be more affordable than you think it can be. So nobody should be going without insurance, health insurance. So there are strategies that can be put in place that will make health insurance more affordable. Again, there are some significant changes that are coming to the health insurance plans for the 2020 year. We're going to talk about the federal poverty levels and again how they play into the factor of being able to help people afford insurance premiums. We might touch a little bit about on life insurance, but I think this show is going to be primarily health insurance and whatever questions we get from our listening audience. I'm also going to talk about firearms because in Florida, a lot of people own firearms, and a lot of people in Florida have a concealed carry permit. So we're going to kind of talk about gun ownership and insurance when it comes to gun ownership, to make sure that you've got proper coverages and you're protecting yourself for owning a firearm. And some of the pitfalls if you don't have the right amount of insurance. With that, I guess we'll kind of get started here. So let's see, where do I want to kind of go? You know, and last week we were kind of talking about Medicare for All and Medicare at 50. I think there was still a little bit of information on there that we needed to pick up. So, I know we had kind of left off at Medicare for 50, and that was designed so that people who were turning 50 between the ages of 50 and 64 would be able to buy a Medicare Advantage plan or a supplement plan and elect to go on Medicare early. So there are some, again, I think it's at best, I think at best that is an incomplete theory and an incomplete idea. I think there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been addressed when it comes to a Medicare for All or Medicare at 50 insurance program. I think that the politicians they like the sound of it, but in practicality, I don't think that they understand that it's clear they don't understand the insurance industry and how insurance is designed to work. And so it's going to make it so they kind of want to put this panacea or this kind of one size fits all into the mix, and that's just not what insurance does. Insurance is never really meant to be a one size fits all. It's really meant to be more of a customized product or customized policy. It's designed to take each person or each family situation and create a custom solution. So designing what is a one size fits all, that's not what insurance is really designed to do. I think you can make a good base policy that says, you know, hey, you've got to have these X number of features, but then that's about it. From there, it needs to be a little bit more customizable to ensure that everybody's specific situations are being addressed accurately. And as their situations change and as the years go by and a family's situation changes, somebody might get a chronic health condition. Somebody might get like type 2 diabetes or a heart condition, or they might be diagnosed with cancer. So as those health situations develop, a person's or a family's need for insurance is going to change dramatically from year to year, from even potentially from day to day or month to month. But at the very least, year to year, the situation will change and needs to be reviewed to see what needs to be done to make sure that the health insurance is still going to work for you. And AJ's holding up a sign that says 2 minutes. So I think Medicare for All and Medicare at 50 sounds good, but in practicality, I don't think it's going to be as good as the politicians are trying to bill it, or convince you of it. I think there's a lot of unintended consequences that will come with the passage of that, and if that's the case, we should have a very good and thorough discussion on what some of those unintended consequences might be. The biggest one being an impact on doctors, with a Medicare for All or Medicare at 50, you would be looking at a decrease in the number of doctors that would be available in the coming years, because less people would want to study medicine because they wouldn't be able to pay back their student loans. So I hear the music, so that's probably a little less than 30 seconds now. So again, if you want to reach out to us with a question, 831-0600, that's 904-831-0600, or you can reach out to me, Dan, the insurance man, off the air at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900.
All right, we got more coming up with Dan, the insurance man. And remember, as Dan said earlier, and anytime you hear Dan, the insurance man, on a Tuesday afternoon, you can ask him any question about insurance, no matter what his topic is of the day. Just give us a call, 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuchman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues. You once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to Dan right now, right here, live and direct from Jacksonville on this Tuesday afternoon where the sun is out again, Dan. I don't know. It's been, we've had two or three showers moving through kind of fast today?
We have. I had a meeting earlier today about some group health benefits that one of the insurance companies is instituting with their group health plans, which was pretty exciting. But I came out of that meeting. I walked in there at 11:30.
Was okay.
It was about 11:15. I got there about 15 minutes
weather
early.
Weather was fine.
Yeah. Weather was fine. It was bright, sunny, beautiful day. At 1 o'clock when the meeting was over, I walked outside and I realized there had been a downpour.
Yeah. Well, at least you missed it.
Yeah, well, that was the positive that I missed the rain and I was able to walk back to my car without getting soaked.
I dashed out for lunch between the storms and it worked out okay. But that's the time of year we're in right now. It's kind of unpredictable every day.
It is, and you know that's kind of odd and amazing to me that we can go from bright and pretty blue skies to rain shower. And then we're back to pretty blue skies again.
Well, that's part of the summertime here in Northeast Florida. You know, I've been in this area now, but for maybe about 40 plus years. And we really have a tale of 2 days sometimes in the summertime. I know we're getting off topic here, but we all live this. And in the mornings, if it's a regular day, whatever that is, weather-wise, we usually have a sunny morning and it starts heating up and then... Sometimes we can have a complete opposite in the afternoon where it's dark, stormy, and not so pleasant.
You know, that's absolutely true. And, you know, and that kind of leads me into I'll segue into insurance with this, that, you know, it's the summertime. We have rain, then we have sunshine, and then we have rain again. And then before you know it, you have a thunder shower or a windstorm that comes out of nowhere and does damage, knocks over a tree, does something. And, you know, we are moving into that time of year where we are going to be getting some hurricanes,
and
or we're going to get a tropical storm.
You can have all your insurance needs in order, right?
Yep. And, you know, and as a matter of fact, you know, I'm here in the studio, and of course there's TVs running, and one of the TVs has the news, and they're saying, hey, you know, storms coming from the west. So even as we talk about it's pretty bright, beautiful, sunny weather, you know, here's the news saying, by the way, guys, be prepared. Storms are coming in from the west.
And as anybody knows who's lived here for an amount of time, now some of our afternoon, we could go through 5 years without any tropical activity, but some of these afternoon storms have the capability of over 60 mile per hour winds. So you can incur damage, you know, at any point, and it is unpredictable. That's the reason for the insurance, obviously.
But it is, and you know, and like I said, you know, in the summertime, you just get these rain showers and these summer storms and these unpredictable winds. As you know, something comes in from the west, you get a little bit of a high or a low from the ocean side.
Right, you got the sea breeze, and a lot of dynamics here.
And then before you know it, you know, that storm becomes something that nobody was expecting.
Right. That exactly happens. Even with all the modern computer technology, if you've watched the weather regularly, they try and predict what's going to be coming up the next day or two with these computer models. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's right.
Mother Nature has her own plan.
That's very, very true. You know, and then so... Again, you know, it's the summertime. It's we're in hurricane season now. So now's the time where you really want to make sure that your homeowner's insurance has the right coverage for you for the hurricane season. The other thing you want to make sure of is that if you don't have flood insurance, you want to get flood insurance. There is, if you go through the National Flood Insurance Program, there's a 30, once you buy the insurance, there's a 30-day wait before that insurance will become active. So there's a 30-day waiting window that you have to go through with the National Flood Program. If you get a private policy, well, that's a little different. That policy is in effect as soon as you bind it, as soon as you make that first payment for the flood insurance, or you pay it for the year, you have full coverage as soon as that happens. But with the National Flood Insurance Program, and that's the one that's administered primarily through FEMA, although you can buy it from a private insurer, that one has a 30-day waiting period before the coverage starts protecting you. So you buy it now in August, and it's going to be 30 days. If you bought it today, what is today? Today is August 6th. So you would have, it wouldn't be effective until like September 5th, somewhere along there. So a 30-day wait before your flood insurance coverage actually will protect you from a flood. So you want to make sure that insurance is in place long before a hurricane or a tropical storm is brewing on the horizon. So you know, and then talking about horizon, I'm going to segue into this is one of the articles I ran across this weekend, and it's about a young man. He's 24 years old, and he has designed a headpiece that literally takes your thoughts and converts it into sound. So what he was able to determine is that the muscles in your jaw and on the side of your face and your ear and the neurons that are firing in your brain that create thought, even when you're thinking about something and you don't even voice it out loud. Sometimes you're just thinking to yourself and you're kind of talking to yourself, but you're not talking out loud. It's just your internal voice. Well, you put this headband on, it picks up the electrical charges, and it picks up the fact that your muscles are moving, even on a microscopic level, as if you were actually talking out loud and making the sound. And it takes that information and it literally reproduces the sound and will say a sound and will actually say the sentence or the words that you're thinking of out loud through its microphone. So it's an incredible invention. He's working on getting it patented, and he's actually developed prototypes, and he's working with some local hospitals in his area and providing it to people who have suffered either traumatic brain injuries or strokes and can't really vocalize anymore. He's even provided it with people who have ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, that have lost their ability, the muscle coordination to be able to talk. And he put one of his prototypes on the head of a gentleman that has Lou Gehrig's disease and hasn't been able to talk for about 10 years, and put this on here. And the man was thinking to himself, hey, this is what I would say if, and his first words in 10 years that came from this device were, today is a good day. So, you know,
wow.
You know, so here we are on the cusp of some great, great technology that can start producing things and doing things on a medical standpoint. So, you know, and you've got to think about it. Here's a man with Lou Gehrig's disease. He's lost his muscle coordination, and he lost his ability to be able to talk. And yet this device literally was able to pick up the thoughts in his brain and put them out in a verbal context, so he could actually hold a conversation again and not live in direct silence.
That's incredible, isn't it?
That is incredible. You know, and that's you know, like that's one of the moderns of modern medicine and technology. But you know, earlier I was saying that there was, you know, AJ gave me a 2-minute warning, so I'm not sure that I really want to. I'm going to hold off on the second story until we're back from the break.
I guess I want to have a spoiler there a little bit.
Yeah.
But we have to do it.
But you know, so you know, with modern technology and things that are happening in the insurance industries, the insurance companies are starting to work more with what I call telemedicine or teledoctors. And that's where you actually call the doctor on the phone rather than actually making an appointment and going in to see them. It saves the insurance companies and it saves you, the insured, a significant amount of money to be able to do it that way, because the doctor can talk to you, get the symptoms, make a determination, and call in a prescription if that's what they need to do. Or tell you that, hey, you really need to be seen physically by a doctor because you may have too much going on. So
more instantaneous results that way, probably.
It is.
It's incredible what changes come around because of technology, and it's happening more rapidly as time goes along.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of positives that are happening. I think that there's going to be a lot of changes. Most of them, I think, for the positive. But like all change is scary, mm-hmm. and people are always worried about, well, why does it have to change? Why can't we keep going the same way we have been? So, again, if you have a question, 904-831-0600.
We'll be right back with Dan, the Insurance Man.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI has opened an investigation into the Ohio mass shooting, citing the gunman's interest in violent ideology. The head of the FBI's Cincinnati field office says investigators will try to determine what ideologies influenced 24-year-old Connor Betts. Special Agent Todd Wickerham says investigators are looking into who might have helped him and why he chose the specific target of Dayton's Oregon Entertainment District. A veteran FBI agent who wrote derogatory text messages about Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit charging that the Bureau caved to what he called unrelenting pressure from the president when it fired him. The suit from Peter Strzok also alleges he was unfairly punished for expressing his political opinions and that the Justice Department violated his privacy when it shared hundreds of his text messages with reporters. On Wall Street, the Dow by 311 points. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of an accident in Clay County on Blanding Boulevard heading north at Blairmore Boulevard. Also, there's a disabled vehicle in St. Johns County, I-95 northbound beyond State Road 16, a crash on I-95 northbound at Atlantic Boulevard, and another one, I-95 northbound before the Fullerwarn Bridge. Mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers tonight, low 75. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 92.
How will Republicans challenge Robert Mueller when he testifies in front of Congress this week? We'll dissect with Congressman Louis Gohmert on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Sohrab Ahmari of the New York Post will tell us if the Never Trump movement is finally dead. And we'll brainstorm with Sinclair Broadcasting's Boris Epstein on who's winning the Twitter war, the four horsewomen of the Democrat apocalypse, or President Donald Trump.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Wall Street rebounds. Job openings flat in June. President Trump keeping the pressure on Venezuela. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
The president labeled China a currency manipulator, and China relented. Stocks today on Wall Street rebounding. Broad gains today led by technology. At the close of trading, stocks were higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up more than 300 points. The NASDAQ up more than 100. The S&P up almost 40. The Labor Department reporting the number of job openings nationally mostly unchanged during June, remaining at 7.4 million. The job market remains strong and healthy, with more job openings than unemployed people in the country. The White House continues to ramp up pressure on the Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, warning foreign governments they could face U.S. retaliation if they continue to do business with Maduro's government. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you have any insurance question, a reminder, Dan will take your question no matter what the topic on insurance is here at 904-831-0600. And Dan, I do believe you have a number of folks can't contact us now for whatever reason. They can contact you online and on the phone, right?
Yep. I was actually thinking about that on the break, that we probably need, I needed to mention that, you know, if you're wanting to reach me off the air because you can't call in, you can do that. You can reach out to me on the phone at Health Insurance at Thomas & Associates, which is 904-730-3900, or you can go to our website, healthinsuranceThomas.com, and go to the Contact Us page and either shoot me an email or use the online chat feature to initiate a chat feature, a chat session, and you can ask me your question that way as well. So again, if you want to reach me off the air, you can do that by going to healthinsuranceThomas.com, contact us, and click the link to shoot me an email, or use the online chat feature, or you can call me 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. And then again, of course, if you have a question on the air that you want to ask, 904-831-0600. You know, and now I said I had another article that I wanted to kind of get into. And this one, it had a rather tragic ending because a 27-year-old man died. And he died because he was taking what's known as a cheaper insulin after losing his insurance. So the article, which was in the Washington Post, and it was updated this weekend on August 4th as well. So here's kind of the gist. He's 27 years old. He turned 26. He had to come off of his parents' policy when he turned 26. And he chose, for whatever reason, that either he could not afford insurance or he decided to go without insurance. The article kind of makes it seem like he could not afford insurance. And then he took what's known as a human insulin, which is sold over the counter, and it's sold in a number of pharmacies in his area. Now, he was up in Virginia, so
that's not a prescription, right?
It is not a prescription. You just can go to the pharmacy and you can just buy it over the counter.
And he made this decision knowing that he had a known medical condition.
He did. Now, interestingly enough, the American Diabetes Association, in a white paper, has recommended that this is a good stopgap alternative if you're unable to afford the analog insulin, which mm-hmm. is what doctors prescribe.
Right. So they're saying that this could be a good stopgap if you're in that tough position.
Correct. But here's my point in all of this. Now, granted, he lives in Virginia, but if we just move that situation here to the state of Florida, as long as he was single, he didn't have any dependents, no children. So as long as he was making more than $12,100, he would have qualified for a subsidy through the Affordable Care Act. He would have been able to get a plan in the silver category. He's 27. I want to say he would have paid somewhere between, depending on the plan that he chose, he was going to pay somewhere between $26 and $93 for that plan. And he would have had a copay for his insulin, probably at around $30 to be able to buy his prescription insulin for around $30. So, you know, you've got to, you know, I kind of take a look at that and I say, and now if he wasn't making $12,100 a year, he would have qualified for Medicaid. Now, I believe Virginia is one of the states that expanded their Medicaid program, which typically means that if he was making less than $16,400 a year, he would have qualified for Virginia Medicaid. And if he was making more than $16,000 a year, he would have had the ability to qualify for health insurance that would have been financially subsidized. And based on that information, he also would have received what's known as cost sharing reductions, which would have reduced the deductibles, the copays for medications, for doctor visits, and would have provided him a very rich benefit plan for a very, very low monthly premium. So I think what's tragic here is that he had a thought that insurance was unaffordable when that's not necessarily the case. There is always, I think, a solution. I don't think that this is a, I don't think this is a situation that needed to happen.
Seemed like it could have been a needless death.
I certainly call it a needless death.
I mean, that's tragic for him and the family, obviously. And
but you know, my takeaway on this is that, you know, from tragedy are good lessons. And that is, don't you people say that, you know, if you're, you know, that ignorance is a crime. Well, I don't think ignorance is a crime. Ignorance is just, you don't know what you don't know.
He might not have had all the information about his other alternatives.
And that's true, too.
And, you know, being younger.
So, you know, ignorance is not a crime. Not in my opinion. It's not a crime. Ignorance is just things you don't know that you don't know.
Right. And
so
knowledge is power. So it's, you better start learning. If you're in a situation like that where you really need a medical attention. Now, if he was a healthy 27-year-old young man, maybe he could have foregone the regular insurance for a while if his health was in perfect shape. You know, none of us really know that, but he had that known diabetic condition. So he was in a more risky situation.
He was. That's kind of my point here is that even if you think I can't afford insurance, even if that's what you're like, I know I can't afford it. The one thing you should do is you should not rely on your thought process of I can't afford it. So I'm not going to look into it. I think that's you need to do the exact opposite. Fine, you really believe you can't afford it, and that's fine. But you know what's not? You know what it doesn't cost you? It doesn't cost you any money to call somebody, myself, another independent agent out there, whoever it might be, and ask them to provide you a quote. They're going to ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get some answers from you, and then they're going to tell you, well, yeah, here's what we can do for you. And this is how much it's going to cost. And you might find yourself incredibly and pleasantly surprised in the answers that you that are going to be provided to you.
And while we don't know that, he could have, if some different decisions had occurred, he may still be alive and well.
That's absolutely correct. So if you have a chronic medical condition, I would say don't take your first thought of I can't afford my medicine, I can't afford my my health insurance. Even if you think I can't afford it, which is a trap we all can put ourselves into, make a no obligation call. Call me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. I promise you, I'm going to give you an honest answer to your situation, and then you'll have the knowledge to decide, hey, can I really afford health insurance or can I not afford it? And if it's about the cost of the medications, have a conversation with me. I will show you all sorts of little tips and tricks that you can do where you can potentially get that medication for a lot less money than you think. So the pharmaceutical companies have all sorts of financial aid programs available for some of their more costly medications. So the more expensive that medication is, the more likely that you might qualify for one of those financial assistance
programs. And you can also direct a potential question to other sources. So there are agencies that can help if it looks like the insurance cost is going to be too much for whatever reason. Whatever the situation. So Dan does have the answers. And what's that number to call you again?
Off the air, 904-730-3900.
All right, Dan, the insurance man, coming back here. The final segment. Boy, this Tuesday afternoon is flying by. And we'll be back with Dan Dan the Insurance Man right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today. Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Yes, Dan is here live and direct from Jacksonville, Florida, here on this, well, now kind of a sunny afternoon. And we have another segment to go, Dan. This hour has been really moving by.
It has, and it amazes me how quickly the hour goes by as we talk to people and stuff.
Well, it was a tragic situation, though, that you brought up about that young man in Virginia. And certainly there are alternatives, and it's always good to ask questions. Doesn't cost anything to do that. And Dan is always available here on the radio and off the radio.
Yep, that's true. And again, if you have a question on the air, 904-831-0600. Or if you have a question for me off the air, reach out to me at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900.
And that's any insurance question, right?
That's correct.
That doesn't have to be what we're talking about today.
Does not have to be about any type of insurance I'm talking about. It can be about any insurance that you want to, that you have a question on. So whether it's homeowner's policy, life insurance, health insurance, group health benefits for your company, whatever it is, I'm happy to answer your questions and get you the right answers so that you're making the right decision. Even if you own firearms and you're wanting to know, well, how do I insure? You want to make sure that your firearms are insured properly. Make sure that your firearms are scheduled on your homeowner's policy. To cover the value of the firearm, and then the other thing that you want is you can buy a standalone gun policy that covers the value of your rifles and your pistols and your shotguns. Then there's another valuable thing on these private policies, and that is that if you have a concealed carry permit or anything along those lines, or even if you have a weapon in your home that you say is for self-defense, and you would never take it out of your house because it's only meant to be there for self-defense, the other thing that you want to have is you want to have an insurance policy that will protect you in the event that you ever do, God forbid, have to shoot somebody, an intruder or something like that. You want an insurance policy that is going to pay for a criminal defense attorney, at least initially, so that you have somebody who's going to be representing you with law enforcement. Because, again, I have a lot of respect for the police, but in a shooting situation, they have to look at the situation, and then they have to make a determination whether it was actually self-defense or not. And if they decide the or not, that's when you're going to really want to have a criminal defense attorney on your side.
Mm.
So kind of moving on from that, though, again, you know, insurance, there's all types of insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance. You know, one of the things that you need to, that you really need to take into account is that your insurance policies are always as up to date as possible. You should always go through an annual review on your policies. Again, that's your auto policy. You know, your auto insurance renews, generally speaking, about every 6 months. Most of the insurance companies in Florida do it on a semi-annual basis. So you take out your insurance policy, 6 months later, it's going to renew, and the insurance company is going to either raise your rates or reduce your rates, depending on your driving habits, have you had any claims, and things like that.
So really there's all kinds of insurance, even kinds of insurance we don't talk about on the radio. And obviously that's your business, you know what's available. So there's never a question that's really something that you can't field.
No, there's pretty much not. I mean, will I have the, you know, if you called me up and asked me an insurance question about XYZ, I may not have the answer on the tip of my tongue, but I will get the pertinent information, the critical information, and get some details, and I'll start making some phone calls, and I'll get the right answer for you. Usually within about 24 hours, 48 hours, I'll have the accurate answer for you.
I'd say that's an excellent response time in today's world. That's for sure, Dan. And from knowing you through the radio show, I can tell that, you know, Dan, you're a very sincere man, a very knowledgeable man. So, you know, if anybody has an insurance question, you are the person to contact. And, you know, as you're talking about the different types of insurance, and we've talked about homeowners insurance, what would you say, this just we haven't talked about this, but, you know, say of all the homeowners insurance policies you have that you're aware of or that you've helped develop, how many people actually inventory what they've got as far as contents in their home? A very large percentage, or not that many?
Not that many. I mean, really, honestly, even myself, there's really almost not a reason to inventory the contents
because
of your
usually
home.
The policy itself will usually cover most standard items or whatever you'd have.
Right. So, you know, if you have if your home has a $300,000 value to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're typically given about $150,000
for the contents.
It, generally speaking, that $150,000 is probably going to cover your furniture, your clothes, all of the routine mundane items, a new stove, a new refrigerator. Right.
Now, what if somebody had a home theater and they poured thousands and thousands into that? Then would that be something that they would want to bring up, or that you might? Asking questions, would that do anything? Would it bump the insurance up a little bit?
It would. just because what you would do is you would schedule those very expensive electronic items, and mm-hmm. you would say, well, you know, hey, I just put $20,000 into my home theater.
Right.
So you would go to the insurance company and you would say, well, I want replacement value. I want my $20,000 replacement value. If something were to happen, a flood, well, not necessarily a flood, but if something were to happen, mm-hmm. the house were to burn down, a tornado came through, a hurricane blew the house apart.
So if they didn't have flood insurance and they had to all cover it, they might not get the full replacement if that happened?
That's correct. Well, flood is that monkey wrench.
Yeah, yikes.
that gets thrown into things and makes them a little bit more confusing.
Right.
So if you're worried about flood, you get flood insurance. If you're worried about flood and you want to know that you have replacement value on all of your items, you go with a private flood insurance policy. If you're going to go with a FEMA-backed policy through the National Flood Insurance Program, those dollar amounts for contents, it's mm-hmm. kind of it's what's known as actual cash value and replacement value. FEMA does kind of, because it's government backed,
mm-hmm.
they have some very odd rules. So their own wording when they're talking about the replacing of the contents in your home, they say that they replace the actual cash value of the item.
Right.
Which means that they should be taking depreciation. But in that same description that they say, give us the replacement value of the item.
So the replacement value may not be what it's really worth then.
Well, that's true. But here's the thing. It's almost like they have like some sort of hybrid actual cash value taking into account and replacement value, because the wording continues on and it says, if you don't like the value that our adjuster provides,
correct,
you can talk to the adjuster about increasing it to replacement.
So there's some arbitration available.
There's some arbitration available in the entire process. So it is the most, so with FEMA, with a FEMA backed flood policy, you get a good rate for the flood insurance.
Right.
But you might run the risk of having some headache if a flood were ever to happen. Right. Whereas with a private insurance policy, you'll pay more on the premium.
But be better protected.
But then everything's at replacement value. So
there's no double speak with it there.
There's no double speak. But you just pay more. Look at that. That was the last segment, too, and
yeah,
we're already
there it is.
At
and
30 seconds.
Actually, we're not at 30. That was my mistake. We're at 1 minute here in County.
so we'll have the music for a while here. So, you know, again, if you have a question regarding insurance, it doesn't matter to me what that question is. Even if it's just, I want to know the answer to this. Call me off the air, 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates, or go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Go to the Contact Us page and shoot me an email, or just use the little online chat feature and you can catch me live using the online chat feature. So again, call me off the air, 904-730-3900.